Germany is on our radar now for today's GeoQuiz. The Women's World Cup soccer tournament is underway today. 9 German cities are hosting the games. Teams from 16 countries are competing for a shot in the final that's still 3 weeks away. Berlin's Olympic Stadium is going to host the final match, but here are the other venues spoken by a native.
Augsburg, Bochum, Frankfurt am Main, Leverkusen, Mönchengladbach, Sinsheim und Wolfsburg.
Easy for him to say. That's my colleague Michael Rass from Germany. Now, can you guess which city he left off the list? Not only is it the capital of Saxony on the banks of the Elbe River, but it's hosting a big game tomorrow when the U.S. women's team plays its first match against rival North Korea. The answer's on the way. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today in Germany, Women's World Cup soccer action. 16 teams from around the world are competing. The final match is going to be played in Frankfurt later in July. Host Germany took on Canada yesterday on opening day in Berlin. Stephen Brut was in the stands. Stephen Brut is covering the Women's World Cup for Canada's Daily Globe and Mail newspaper. Now, sorry to say, Canadian women lost a close one to the defending champion Germany yesterday, Stephen, falling 2-1. Pretty disappointing, I imagine, for you and many people in the stands, but an exciting game to watch nonetheless.
Yeah, it was an exciting game. You know, it was the real kickoff for this World Cup. They'd played a match earlier in the day, but going into the Olympic Stadium in Berlin, that was the showcase event, certainly with the home team playing. And I think everybody kind of got what they wanted out of that match. The organizers got a full house. There were 73,000 people there. The home team won. They're the two-time defending World Cup champions, so they won as expected. And from a Canadian point of view, they had a kind of a noble defeat, which suggested that maybe they might go a little ways in this tournament because they played so well against a team that really, you know, the last time the Germans were in the World Cup, the last Women's World Cup in 2007, they won it without surrendering a single goal. So, you know, you got an idea of how dominant they have been. They've hardly lost a match in the last 2 years.
So who could possibly stop the German team on the pitch then?
Well, the conventional wisdom would be that the Germans are at the top, and then just a notch below them would be Brazil, featuring the greatest female player in the world named Marta, who's kind of the female Pele, and the Americans, who actually are technically ranked number one by FIFA, and they beat Germany twice last year, once 4-0 in Cleveland in a friendly in the United States. So the American women are, they're certainly not favored to win this tournament, I don't think, but they have been a bit of a nemesis for the Germans. And then after that, you end up with teams like Canada, who are ranked 6th in the world, France, England, Japan. They're kind of on that next tier, hoping to maybe get as far as the semifinals.
The United States women will be playing against North Korea tomorrow. Sports brings together countries that politics can't always bring together. What do you expect from that matchup? And I wonder how well matched the two teams are, the U.S. and North Korea.
Well, you know, it's only a 16-team tournament, so it's a small field here. So the teams that get here, it's not like the Men's World Cup where you, at the very end of the pool, you have some teams that maybe don't belong. The North Korean women, though, they run till they can't run anymore. They're an incredibly dogged team. But, you know, they play in that there's a style that same as North Korean men's team play. You know, they'll give the Americans a go, but the Americans go into that game, you know, that match heavily favored. You know, they're certainly expected to come out on top of their group. There's no question about that.
And where are they going to be playing?
That match is in Dresden.
Dresden, the answer to our GeoQuiz, not the only place by far in Germany where Women's World Cup soccer is going to be played over the next couple of weeks. Is Germany any more soccer-crazed than it has been before? How are the audiences there?
Well, it's a different audience. You know, there's an ongoing debate in Germany about the place of the women's game. Actually, there's an ongoing debate around the world. There's this sense that the women's game, you know, that kind of peaked with that 99 World Cup in the United States, and everybody thought it had arrived. And then it kind of went backwards a little bit, and they've had a hard time sustaining professional leagues. And I think there's a lot of people in the women's game who think this is their chance to prove a point. You know, the game has evolved dramatically in the last 10 years. The players are way better. You know, I think that's the kind of undercurrent of this whole tournament is, you know, we're going to show you. And it was a very different feel at that match at the Olympic Stadium. You know, I was there for the Men's World Cup final in 2006 when Italy beat France, and you can imagine what that was like. It wasn't like a traditional male soccer crowd. Different kind of crowd. It was, more female, for one thing. It was less rowdy, a lot of families, a lot of moms and dads with soccer-playing daughters. But it was really kind of, it was like a big picnic. It was, you know, it was less threatening and less drunk. And as long as the home team does well, I think that's, You know, that's where the two things line up. In 2006, when the German men were playing well, and they played very well, surprisingly well, the country went crazy. And I think that they'll get behind their women's team the same way. It's not a men's World Cup. It's not the same. And there are people who watch men's soccer, men's football, who just won't watch women's football. But I would bet that by the end of this, there will be some converts, you know, not just in Germany, but in other places in the world, including where I come from.
Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper reporter, Stephen Brunt. Thank you.
Nice talking to you.